Assalamu alaikum. Every single day, Iblis, the chief of the devils, sends his troops and soldiers to destroy you and I. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The greater the destruction a devil does, the greater the reward and recognition that devil will get from his master Iblis." And as the day comes to an end, Iblis gathers the devils to hold them accountable and see what damage they have done. So one devil comes and says, "As for the damage that I caused, فَعَلْتُ كَذَا وَكَذَا, I have influenced one of the people to do such and such sin. For example, looking at an inappropriate scene or image, or listening to some foul language." However, Iblis does not find it impressive enough and says, "مَا صَنَعْتَ شَيْئًا, you did not do anything, that was worthless." Until one devil comes and says, "As for me, مَا تَرَكْتُهُ, I did not let go of this one guy. It took me a long time, but I did not let go of this married man and his wife." The devil says, "I whisper to them and put negative thoughts in their mind against one another, convincing them that this marriage cannot continue." And of course, brothers and sisters, I'm not referring to extreme cases of abuse and oppression. No, rather marriages that had life and a decent survival rate. The devil will do whatever it takes to ruin such marriages. For example, he goes to the wife and says, "Your husband does not care about you. If it was not for the children, he would have left you. Do not care about what people will say and just leave this guy. Allah is the provider, not him." And the devil would go to the husband and say, "Your wife is wasting your time. There are so many other women who are much better than her. Why are you accepting this upon yourself? She never appreciates anything you do." So the devil says, "I kept whispering and whispering, and I did not let go of this married couple until I was able to separate them and get them divorced." When Iblis, the master, he hears that, he comes close to that devil and says, "Ni'ma ant, you are the best, you are the greatest devil." Then he hugs him, embraces him, and recognizes him in front of all the devils. But brother, if a good couple fell for the trap of shaitan and got divorced, then it's not like they did something haram. Divorce in general is halal. Listen. Iblis has thousands of years of experience, and he knows that breaking a family apart makes his job of destroying every one of them a lot easier. United we stand, divided we fall. And today, study after study from experts in the field have proven that, and how there are severe negative effects on a broken family. The levels of stress and anxiety of the man and the woman who were once having a healthy family is now higher than ever. You see, the devil lied. Life did not become easier. As for the children, studies have shown that children who no longer have the warmth of their parents next to them become more susceptible to going to the wrong path of drugs, alcohol, and early sexual activity outside of marriages. You see, the devil lied again. Quality time with the children did not really increase. And you know what is crazy? Much of that destruction in the marriage and family was influenced by the devil. But he managed to escape and not have his name mentioned in these studies and research papers. You see, the devil lied again. The spouse at the end of the day was not as bad as he made him or her seem to be. So what should we do? There's a lot that one can do and say, but I will share with you inshallah two things. Number one, whenever one of us gets angry, then right away say what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us to say, which is, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitan." Oh Allah, I beg you to help me and protect me from shaitan. The shaitan who is trying to bring out the worst in me. The shaitan who wants me to do and say things I will most likely regret saying and doing. Oh Allah, protect me from shaitan. Say it from the bottom of your heart and mean every word in it. Brothers and sisters, please Don't you ever deny the presence of Shaitan during an argument and a fight. Just like that one companion who was so angry and was advised to say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitan." But then he took it personal and said, "What? Do I look possessed?" Meaning there's no shaitan here. This man had some sort of denial that he's all good and that there's no influence from the devil who's trying to fire things up and make things worse. May Allah protect us, Amin Rabbil Alameen. As for the second thing to share with you, focus on the good qualities the spouse has and show them appreciation for it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the brothers, listen up, it is not befitting for a believing man to hate a believing woman. If he dislikes one of her characteristics, رضي منها آخر, then he shall focus and be pleased with one of her positive characteristics. The wives are not perfect, and so are the husbands. And to help us be patient towards the negative, then focus on the positive and show appreciation for it. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the sisters, Allah does not show mercy to a woman لا تشكر لزوجها, who is not grateful to her husband, especially وهي لا تستغني عنه, when she cannot live without him. So let's focus, please. Let's focus on the good qualities our spouses have and express our appreciation through kind words and behavior, even through the use of emojis. Use the heart and the flower. It's such a simple move that can go a long way. I swear by Allah, I know of a couple who was working on getting divorced. They got the lawyer and the papers necessary are all ready. Signature is what's left and mentioning it's what's left. But then they heard this advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of recalling the good in the spouse and showing appreciation. And they did this activity. And alhamdulillah, their marriage has become stronger than ever and canceled the idea of divorce. And anytime things become bumpy and tough, they go back to this activity of gratitude. In summary, just like how the devil never lets go of our marriages and families, we too should never let go and forget about the devil by seeking Allah's refuge and help. May Allah bless all our families, and feel free to share this video for others to benefit. Wassalamu alaikum.